Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:46, 14 before 10. I met this man for the first time at a Zephyrs game. I think my daughter at that time was maybe 2 or something like that. And she texted me yesterday from North Louisiana, about 5 hours away, with Carl Arredondo's retiring, ! I think that says a lot, that a 22-year-old kid from North Louisiana at school would care enough to text surprise that Carl Arredondo, who joins us now, is retiring. Man, I think the world of you. You know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, Tommy. You know, you've been very kind over the past so many years that we've known each other and done the radio show and seen you out on Mardi Gras Day. So, it's good. It's good having you as a friend.
You mentioned that on a lighter note on Mardi Gras Day. March 1st is your last year, and I'm going to miss you in costume this year. You could be out there anyway.
No. My last day is March 1st. So I was asked if I wanted to do it, and I was like, I'm okay. You know, I think I'll go out with last year's costume. So
yeah, well, they got better and better and more scantily dressed each year, whatever the word is. Tell me about your eyes and what's going on.
All right, I have I was diagnosed about 3 years ago with retinitis pigmentosa. It's a condition where you're losing your vision from the peripheral end. So right now I have no peripheral vision. I don't see. And one thing for people out there, I have to tell you that many people have come up to me and talked to me in places, and they put their hand out to shake my hand, and I don't see it. So I've left many people hanging because I just don't see the hand. I see a very small central vision, which is what I'm told is about a 5% central vision. So legally blind, I think, is 20% or less, if I'm not mistaken. But so I have very little vision outside what I'm directly looking
at. Wait, so are you legally blind?
I am legally blind. Wow. Yes, I am legally blind. I've been legally blind. I stopped driving 2 years ago only because I knew I shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car.
Well, how were you able to work and do as well as you do on TV?
Well, it's not difficult because I can still do what I'm doing, but it came to a point, and I've told this story, that early December last year, Alexandra Cranford and I were in a severe weather coverage, and I was at the wall, and she was guiding the computer while I was at the wall. And I was looking at the side monitor at a thunderstorm cell and talking about this cell, describing it, and then I didn't know that she had popped up on the other side of the screen a window that showed how many lightning strikes were happening. And she knew after 15, 20, 30 seconds, I didn't say it, mm-hmm. She knew I couldn't see it. So she moved the box closer to the cell itself.
To get it more to the center.
And then I saw it. And at that point, I knew that if I can't do this, especially in severe weather coverage at 100%, I shouldn't be doing it. So that's why I made the decision over the holidays that at the end of my contract, which was actually, you know, perfect timing coming up at the end of February, that I probably should step down because I don't want to do this, you know, halfway.
I saw the show last night, and we're going to talk about this when we come back. Your bravery as it relates to this and your courage amazes me, because I get a little shot in my eye every now and then, mm-hmm. and the thought of losing my vision terrifies me. But you are approaching this with so much courage. I'm amazed. I really am at the way you're handling this and carrying yourself with this. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and also maybe some early signs of this. If people think they're having it, is it important to catch it early on? And are you getting any treatment for it? Or
there's no treatment, no condition. I'm taking certain vitamins that might help slow down the process. You know, trying to eat the omega-3, the salmon, the tuna as much as I can. But there's really no treatment or nothing that we can do right now for it.
All right. Your attitude amazes me. 9:50 coming back in a second with Carl Arredondo. We'll squeeze your calls in if we can at 260-1870. Back in a flash, WWL. Carl, we were talking off the air, and again, man, I can't tell you the how much I admire the courage with which you're facing this and your attitude, how good it is. And for people who don't understand how serious this is, you've already kind of begun to learn some things in case you lose your vision totally, right?
Right, yeah. I've started learning, you know, because I've always been one of those kind of guys that plans ahead, prepares, you know, finds things out ahead of time. So I wanted to know what can I do. And I was lucky enough several years ago to be in touch with Lighthouse Louisiana, a wonderful organization in town that does many things to help blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing impaired people train for normal life, how to live life on their own and be productive human beings and learn how to do things instead of just, you know, hiding in a, you know, room because you're afraid to go out. And they also train people for the workforce. So they're a wonderful organization. I got on their board of directors last year, and I started working with them as far as preparing myself. So I've kind of learned how to use the white cane. I'm trying to do that and learn that in case I ever lose my vision completely.
With a blindfold?
With a blindfold. I've walked down State Street, crossing streets on my, well, not on my own, but with an instructor near me. But there are times where he'll just let me go. So if I veer off the sidewalk, and I've done that many times, where I go into a parking lot, I have to find my way back to the sidewalk. So I have to first figure out, did I veer left or veer right? So there's many things. And most people don't understand that, you know, I don't want to say we take our sight for granted, but when you lose one of your senses, it's not devastating, but it's challenging because you have to figure out another way. There's two movie quotes that I love. One is that from that Rocky movie is, how hard can life hit you? Well, you know, it's not how hard you get hit, it's how hard you get hit and move forward. And the other one from The Martian, work the problem. Well, I found out I had a condition, so I'm working the problem of trying to figure out how to be the best I can with this in my future.
You, and I tweeted that today, you are the master of all tweeters when it comes to the movie references you make and so forth about the forecast. And again, I got to go back to courage here because, and I don't know if I said this before or not, but nothing terrifies me more than the idea of losing my sight. And where do you find this courage? Where do you find this resolve? And at any point, did you sit down and say, holy blank, what am I going to do?
Well, you ask yourself that, but then as I mentioned, then I had to figure out how to work the problem, how to figure out what am I going to do? Because people that without sight, it's not the end of the world. There are many people that are out on their own, doing things, traveling on their own, and it's amazing. And that's inspiring because it can be done. Now I'm at the point right now where I can't see myself doing that because I don't have that confidence level yet, but I'm not going to shy away from this challenge as I don't shy away from most challenges that I face in life. And I face many things. I've had detached retinas, cataract lens replacement, you know, personal life issues that, you know, have not gone my way. And so, you know, there's life's full of obstacles. It's just a matter of how much you're going to go over those obstacles and keep moving forward and try and stay positive about it, because there's always a positive in every negative. It may take a while to find it or see it, but there's always a positive somewhere that you can find in something. So
yeah, and that includes, Carl, you're staying on the television and the only guy to be on the TV all the way throughout, a forecaster, a meteorologist throughout Katrina, and you knew your house had been trashed, right?
I did. I knew when I saw the path that I knew I probably would not have a house to come back to. I mean, I literally thought there wasn't going to be anything there. There was, you know, the structure was there, but I had 3 to 4 feet of water in my home. So I knew, you know, a rebuilding process was in my future as well.
You're going to continue to follow the weather, I would presume, because this is not just your job. I know this is a passion for you, right?
It is, but I'm going to not be posting so much. I mean, when it comes to hurricanes or severe weather, I'm not going to be that guy posting stuff and contradicting or, you know, other local, you know, because I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I know there's, you know, that's happened before. Social media things get riled up and, you know, when it comes to hurricanes coming, I'm not going to be that guy. So my post and my social media pages are going to be more towards my journey and in this process and the community that I now am a part of the visually impaired. So that's what's my Facebook and my social media accounts are going to be more.
Carl, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say we love you. We're going to miss you. You're in our prayers, and we wish nothing but the best for you.
Oh, thank you. And I'm feeling the love from everybody. It's amazing with the comments and tweets and Facebook messages. So thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.